This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady, who represents the Lone Star State's 8th Congressional District. He's the top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee, and he's a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. And Congressman, Happy New Year. Welcome back.
Well, happy to you, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Well, we want to talk to you about two critical issues. First of all, health care, and then the economy, starting with healthcare. We've had kind of a lull here ever since the Senate finished up with its frenzy on Christmas Eve. But now, of course, the reconciliation process begins. We're hearing that in order to avoid some tactics by Senate Republicans, there won't be a formal conference process. Have you heard that as well officially? And what do you expect to happen?
Yeah, that's my understanding. The Democrats are going to have no discussions at all with Republicans. They're not going to do any of this final work out in the open, as both the Speaker has promised and President Obama has promised the public. So I think you're going to see an awful lot, not just arm twisting, but deal making, using a lot of taxpayer dollars to try to convince House members to support a modified Senate bill, all of which at the end not only is going to drive up health care costs, but taxpayers are going to end up paying for all this backroom dealing.
Just talked to an expert who watches the Senate, Congressman, who says that barring some huge Democratic disagreements over abortion language or taxes, this is probably a done deal if they go down this route. Do you agree, or do you think there's still opportunities for you and your colleagues to either force a better plan or kill this altogether?
I think there are still opportunities. You know, the House bill, after all that they did, three members voting differently in the House would have stopped it. So our goal is to switch three votes in the House. It won't be easy because, again, the Speaker has all of America's tax dollars to play with to try to persuade these members to keep their votes as they are. But I think they have real problems with life Democrats who aren't satisfied with the Senate bill, and a number of union and very liberal members who don't support the Senate version. And so, yeah, I tell you what, we're going to keep in the hunt very aggressively for three votes to switch and stop this, send it back to the drawing board.
Do you get the sense, Congressman, that while some on the far left don't like what the Senate did, that maybe Pelosi will win over some blue dogs because of it? Or has that whole Senate process made that less attractive?
You know, I think it's made it less attractive. I think at the end of the day, liberals will end up swallowing their tongue and voting for this in the belief that they can make it even more liberal, even more of a national system in the future, which again is why we need to stop it and send it back to the drawing board now. I do think, you know, the life Democrats have been one of the few groups on the Democratic side who have acted with principle through this process. I'm hopeful they stick to their guns.
Let's talk a little bit about the economy. You have in public and on this program as well said that the president's stimulus plan, his economic agenda, has been a failure. You've asked Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner to step down. What do you expect in the year to come? We heard some rumblings about another stimulus package, although not a lot of details about it. What do you expect from the majority in the weeks ahead on the economic front?
You know, I think they're going to continue to try to sell this second stimulus, this new jobs package. It won't have any impact, mainly because as I meet, and I did today, have met with a number of large and small businesses in our region who, again, they're delaying all their key business decisions because of the worry about health care costs, cap and trade, new taxes, new regulation. They're not willing to risk their precious capital only to be punished by this Congress or this White House. So I think we'll see, Greg, a recovery, a moderate one in 2010, but it will be much less than it could be. It'll be much slower than it should be and not as robust because, again, I think Congress is really getting in the way of an economic recovery.
If the majority were to listen to you and your colleagues, which hasn't happened a lot lately, but what could make it more robust? What would bring a much more vibrant recovery?
Well, one, I would stop frightening the horses. The private sector who can lead us out of recovery, I'd tell them we're going to stop on health care, go back to drawing board with them to work out a good way to lower health care costs first. I would stop cap and trade because that has frightened. In fact, it's already canceled projects in Texas worth billions of dollars because of that fear that it will go into effect. Thirdly, I would say we're going to be serious about getting the deficit in order and tackling our financial abuses at the federal level. And finally, I'd offer long-term permanent tax relief for businesses to make those investments, create those jobs, raise more capital. In fact, I'd encourage all of that on a permanent basis. No gimmicks, permanent relief, real jobs.
Just a minute or so left here, Congressman, and we mentioned a couple of the key debates to come. Still the final debate on health care, as well as what to do in terms of trying to improve the economy. You also mentioned cap and trade, which passed the House but went nowhere in the Senate last year. It's likely that that will come up again this year. And also we've heard a lot about immigration debate coming up soon. How do you expect those two to play out, cap and trade and immigration?
Both will be very divisive. You know, like healthcare, the more knowledgeable the public becomes about cap and trade, the less support there is. In fact, opposition is growing more and more each day. I think the Copenhagen summit was a flop, but in fact, you know, they've created a way now with the EPA that they may try a backdoor approach in America on cap and trade. So it's very divisive. I think very damaging to the economy. I would caution the Senate not to move forward on it. And I think immigration is such a divisive issue. I think there is a way to reward people who come through the front door of legal immigration, who want to be part of this country but want to follow the rules. I think there's a way to do that and deal with temporary workers. But I think this approach of amnesty and a path to citizenship, I think it's going to fail again.
Congressman, a huge agenda, very busy agenda in the year ahead. We look forward to talking to you along the way.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, sir. Texas Congressman Kevin Brady represents his state's 8th Congressional District, top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee. He's also a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.